This is the Mark Larson State Farm Insurance Coaches Show. Live at the Goat Sports Bar on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Here's Jerry Schemmel.
Hey, everybody. Welcome again to our Tuesday night Coaches Show, UNC Coaches Show. It's brought to you by Mark Larson State Farm Insurance. We are here at the Goat in West Greeley, and we have a terrific crowd on hand already. This is the third time we've done that. Each time at 6 o'clock when we start, the crowds have been better and better. And now this one, the best so far. Hey, welcome to our show. We'll take you till 7 o'clock. We've got a special guest in the first segment. It is a Greeley native, Darren Delacroix. Huh? Yeah. Tight end for the Bears, who caught a 57-yard touchdown pass on Saturday in that win at Houston Baptist. We're going to talk about that as we proceed. The Bears, of course, are 1-1, got beat by CU in week one, then came back with a really impressive win Saturday at Houston. 45-13 was that final. Let's bring in now Darren Delacroix, Greeley West High School. So this local kid doing good. I got to ask you first about a 57-yard touchdown reception for a touchdown. Had to be a thrill, huh?
Oh yeah. You know, it's exciting. Of course, you want to help the team win, but you know, when you get an opportunity, you got to take advantage of it. And you know, it just worked out perfect for me. You had a great play call, and it worked out, and I went to the end zone.
You've probably seen it on film, but at the time, did you think you had a chance to score?
You know, when we called the play, probably not. I was hoping to get a first down. I think it was a third down call, and I kind of caught the ball and turned the corner, and there's nobody really there, so turned the speed on a little bit as much as I got and try to get in the end zone.
You played a lot of running back in high school, so you catch the ball. You know how to run with a football,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, no, I've had the ball before a couple of times, and it's funny. A lot of people I've seen around just at campus, you know, hey, you're a little faster than I thought. You look pretty good out there. And I said, well, I used to have the ball in my hand before. So,
yeah,
it felt good. It was really exciting, and like you said, you know, it was a good win for the team. Big win that we kind of needed to get us rolling a little bit.
Second half, that was in the third quarter, a 57-yard touchdown reception. Let's take a listen to it. Martin gets the snap. Here comes pressure, floats the left side. It is caught. Great catch by Darren Delacroix. He's at the 15, to the 10, to the 5, and breaks the tackle into the end zone. It's a touchdown. I don't know. I had more fun calling that, I think, and you did catching it. But, no, that was a lot of fun. Hey, take us back to that game and just the fact you guys won that game. I know CU, you played hard, especially in the first half, but it's one thing to play a game after almost 2 years away, but to play a game and win had to be special for you guys.
Oh, yeah. It felt amazing. I think, you know, you want to go – you go to CU and you plan to win the game.
Yeah.
And then after that, you have to find a way to move on. And you know, we play in a like opponent. You know, we're not playing up FBS schools anymore. And these are the games that we have to win. That was our mindset. And to be honest, the coaches kind of echoed the mindset of, hey, we're going out there to dominate these. Mm-hmm. We're not going to just win the game. Mm-hmm. We want to dominate these guys, and we should dominate these guys. And so I think they had our minds right. They did a great job all week, and we came out and executed, I thought.
It seemed like on paper going that game, it was a pretty evenly matched game. I mean, it looked like two teams were going to battle the end. I don't know anybody expected you guys to blow out your opponent like you did on the road.
We did.
Did you?
Good.
Yes, sir. Good.
No, you're right, though, but that's just the mindset we have to have, the mindset we want to have. And we're thinking, you know, something similar this week as well. You know, I can already tell you that.
You had a backup quarterback throw you that pass, too. That tells you this team's got some depth.
Yeah, crazy story. That's actually my roommate, and that was his first touchdown pass. So
nice.
You can't take that one away from me.
Nice.
I got it forever. Yes, sir.
You had a couple running backs come off the bench and really shine. I mean, it shows you guys have not just the starters that can do things, but guys coming off the bench, huh?
Yeah, again, something kind of that we took away from CU. I think we tried to keep, you know, some of our guys out there as long as we could, and guys maybe got a little tired. And so that was another part. All week they were saying, hey, guys, other guys are going to get in the game. You're going to get an opportunity, and don't miss that opportunity. Understand, you know, what's in front of you, and understand you're going to get an opportunity. And I think, you know, guys did a great job. I mean, I think of, you know, there's Gene Sledge, who didn't get a carry first week, and he just –
it was impressive.
Took over. Yeah. And so guys aren't missing their opportunities, and we do have that. That's something that you know, is important to us. The next guy's got to be able to play and be ready to go. You know, football is a tough sport. People get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It's rare to go 11 games, you know, without somebody getting hurt. So the next guy's got to be ready. And I think we have a lot of confidence across the board in the next guy. And, you know, it's something guys were ready for.
How difficult was it to sit out for a whole season? I mean, you guys hardly played a game in 2 years.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And to make it worse, the rest of our conference played.
Yeah.
And we had to sit around and watch those games. You know, as a football player, a competitor, you want to play. But I understand, you know, there's a lot of things that went into that decision. People get paid a lot more than me to make decisions like that. So a lot goes into it. But, yeah, you know, everybody's just super excited to be playing football again.
Yeah.
You know, especially at that CU game, it was just guys just saying, hey, man, this feels right. I'm happy to be back. This is amazing, you know. And so it's been awesome.
Football family. Your older brother played here as well. Did you have any choice to play football growing up? Or
I had a choice. My parents never made me do anything.
You're saying that because they're sitting right here.
No. No. You know, I had a choice, but to be honest, I didn't really find my love for football until high school.
Really?
When I got a chance to play with my brother. He was a couple years older than me, and so his senior year I got to play with him, and just kind of fell in love with the brotherhood and the bond and being with the guys. It's something kind of irreplaceable. So that's kind of where it started gaining some momentum for me in high school. So.
Any other places that you thought about going besides UNC? Did it come down to some other schools?
You know, I had an opportunity to I could have went up to Air Force, mm-hmm. But being a young kid, I didn't consider it too much, to be honest with you. You know, the military lifestyle and the commitments and all that stuff, and it was a great opportunity. But once I had the opportunity to come to UNC, it was a pretty quick decision for me.
Academics are important, aren't they?
Yes,
4.0 student in high school and all Big Sky academic. That's important, isn't it?
Yeah, that's something I've had with me forever. I've always taken school seriously. Something that's always mattered to me. You know, it is important, and, you know, we've seen guys not be able to play because they can't, you know, don't take care of that part of it. It's important, and thank God I haven't had too many struggles.
These guys push you a little bit academically?
You know, little bit. Just enough, yeah. I think, they were great. They supported me and everything. Weren't ever too hard on me, nothing like that.
Yeah.
But, they wanted me to do well in school, and I did, I guess.
Hey, let me take you back to when you first heard Ed McCaffrey was named coach.
Yeah.
What'd you think? What was your reaction?
I was excited.
Yeah.
It's somebody that people from around here know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, his time with the Broncos, people know who he is. And it was almost like when that announcement came, there was, you know, instant excitement around UNC and our football program, which is something, you know, that had, you know, hadn't exactly been around us for a little while. And so I can tell you all of us, you know, I was super excited. I knew who he was. Maybe some of the guys on our team didn't, but I knew who he was. I got a poster of him up in my room.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
So, you know, it was super exciting. And then, you know, that year off made it even worse. You know, we wanted to play so bad, but it's been awesome. It's been super exciting. The buzz, just people excited. It's been great.
He's got his son playing quarterback, of course, and it seems like, and some of the guys I've talked to said the same thing, Darren, hey, he's fit in really well. He's a transfer from Michigan, All-American in high school and all that, but he's humbled himself and come down and just wanting to play football. Have you seen that with Dylan?
Yeah, absolutely. Something I think you kind of worry about at our level when you get a guy from a big school, you know, a big name like that is, you know, is he going to be, you know, I'm a little bigger, too much, you know, I'm bigger than this, and it's something that I want to be somewhere else. But Dylan's been great. He's a great teammate. He's a great leader from day one. He came in, and he knows the expectations on him, the expectations that all of us have for him. He embraces it, and he's a great kid. I love Dylan.
Good. Lamar coming up on Saturday, home opener for you guys. Tell me about Lamar. What do you know about those guys?
Yeah.
Cardinals.
Yeah, right. Another team from the Southland Conference. Mm-hmm. You know, and something like I said from last game, our mindset hasn't changed too much. We want to go dominate. We don't want to just win. We want to go dominate. But that being said, you know, they are going to – it's going to be a different challenge. You know, we're preparing. We're getting prepared. And we got a little ways to go. We got the rest of the week to get ready. But I think we're super excited, and our mindset hasn't changed. We're going out to not only win but to dominate.
Your coach said after the CU game he thought you guys might have been hyped up a little too much. Yeah. Some personal foul penalties there that hurt you. Do you think you got to worry about that on Saturday being the home opener in front of your own crowd?
I do expect guys to be really excited. Yeah. But I think I would say we've got, I think we should be past the too much excitement, the penalty, stuff like that. I think we've got a great group of guys. We're prepared. We will be prepared. I expect to be very excited. I think I've been telling people it'll probably be the most people I've seen at a UNC football game in a while. We're really excited for that. We know the fans will be out. I don't expect nervousness or anything like that.
The football players always say, even if you are nervous for the game, that first hit kind of brings you back to life.
Absolutely.
Is that true?
Absolutely. Yeah. Speaking on CU, that's exactly true. My number's called, I'm out there for the first play, and then you kind of just snap out of it. Like, hey, we're playing football here.
All right, what was the play call when you caught the touchdown? What was that called?
It was a formation, was speed right. Speed right, and it was the play's called Y Mayday. And it puts me on a little shallow cross, and I just kind of have man coverage and beat the guy behind me a little bit, and that was it.
All right, when Ed comes on later, I'm going to tell him I'm going to run that play again.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Please tell him.
Okay, I will do that. Hey, Darren, thanks for taking some time. Just great to talk to you. Great game on Saturday, and I wish you guys all the best this coming Saturday against Lamar.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. Right. We'll see you out there.
All right, Darren Delacroix, tight end for the Bears, the Greeley native. How about the job that he did on Saturday as well as against CU? And I think he's a business major, but he easily could be a communications major. Very, very articulate young man there, too. So just don't take my job. Okay, Darren? Just don't take mine. All right. This is the UNC Coaches Show brought to you by Mark Larson State Farm Insurance. His team specializes in auto, home, and renter's insurance. Call them at 970-356-8700. We'll take a break, and we'll come back with the coach, Ed McCaffrey, after this on KFKA. Welcome back to our Coaches Show, UNC Coaches Show, brought to you by Mark Larson State Farm Insurance. We're here live at the Goats in Greeley, the sports bar on the west side of town, and a very good crowd tonight. We have now the head coach of the UNC Bears, Ed McCaffrey, has joined me. And Ed, congratulations, first collegiate victory. Well done, my friend.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I thought the young men in our program got prepared, played really hard in that game, tough on the road in Houston, a little bit of heat to deal with. But I was proud of the outcome.
We thought going in that ball game, Aaron and I did, that it was evenly matched. I mean, we did not see a blowout coming. Your tight end said, no, we expected to dominate. And you pretty much dominated, didn't you?
I mean, we expect to do that every week. But there's no guarantees, only opportunities. So we had a great opportunity to go play a well-coached team, especially on defense, and make some plays. But, got off to a great start. Defense started hot again, and then offense answered the call, scored a couple of touchdowns early. We had a little more balance. We were able to run the ball a little more effectively than week one. But we did have a lull. We had a lull in that second quarter. The field got flipped. We almost had a scoop and score, turned into their ball. They drove the length of the field, got points, and then we had the field flipped on us the rest of the quarter. And so it was interesting going into halftime. Aaron Harris's pick six was huge.
Yep.
In that second quarter, gave us some breathing room, and then we rebounded, and I was proud of our effort in the second half. But we opened the window for Houston Baptist in that second quarter, got a little scary there, and it was a closer game than what you might think. They had some success moving the ball, but our defense held tough, bend but don't break. They had to settle for field goals, and it felt like we definitely took over in the second.
Your defense, you mentioned already, just I thought really rose to the occasion, Ed. I'm talking to some of the people after the game from Houston Baptist. They did not expect to score just 13 points. They thought they could score 30, 40 points, a very potent offense potentially. Talk about your defense and the scheme going in and in your mind why it was so successful.
Coach Darnell does such a just an incredible job of getting our guys prepared each and every week because every opponent's different.
Yeah.
And so, a lot of it is based on the team that we're playing, what we're doing up front, what we're doing in the secondary. He works extremely well with Coach Spencer and our secondary, and those two guys are like clockwork. I mean, all the defensive assistants are great, but in terms of making in-game adjustments, and in terms of preparing our players for the game so they can play with some confidence and some speed. They do a phenomenal job. I thought the game plan was excellent and extremely well executed. A couple of in-game adjustments gave us the ball back in the second half. And, you know, at one point, as well as we played, we still left some plays out on the field. Mm-hmm. And when you look at the film, it's like, man, as well as we played, we could have really dominated.
Really.
We missed a couple plays here and there. But, again, the effort was there. And it starts with your attitude, starts with your effort and your preparation, and we had all of that going into the game.
Your front three on defense, talk about those guys. They just seem to be so consistent.
Well, you really mentioned a front six, really. We rotate guys in throughout the game. But, yeah, we're very – I think our team speed is our strength, and the guys up front do a great job of winning their battles and sometimes, if possible, you know, taking up a gap or a gap and a half. And then our linebackers are so fast, we really flow to the ball. So great job in the secondary as well. Secondary players played extremely well. They had a couple of tall receivers. You know, we gave up one long touchdown. But, look, other teams are going to make plays. They have players too. But I was really pleased with how we executed the scheme, albeit a couple of plays that we left on the field. And we talk about that. You know, you're never as good as you think you are when you win. You're never as bad as you think you are when you lose. So as a head coach, right, it's offense, defense, special teams. Look at it objectively. Find a way to get better. But, it was so much fun to walk away with a team win. That's one of those team wins where you didn't have to rely too heavily on one side of the ball.
The depth came out in that game, too, for your team. Ed, we didn't see a lot of those players in game one, but guys coming off the bench, a couple of running backs were impressive, and a couple quarterbacks coming off the bench. It shows you guys got some depth, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we had five running backs that carried the ball.
Yeah.
A lot of different receivers got in the game. You never know what direction a game's going to go. I mean, a team can decide to play coverage, or they can decide to bring pressure, or they can decide to just bend but try not to break. They can force you to hand it off or force you to try to throw the ball down the field. So you never know how it's going to play out. But I thought that our ability to run the ball in this game was crucial. They do, you know, play that star defense with the extra safety, and they give some complicated looks in the secondary. And so we knew we'd throw the ball, but we knew running the ball would certainly make life a lot easier. And I was so pleased with how we did that throughout the game.
Sledge comes off the bench, scores a couple of touchdowns. That was really fun, Ed, to watch him play.
He's a big back. Yeah, he was chomping at the bit to get an opportunity to play. You know, week one, it wasn't as good of a matchup for us against CU. Their front seven's got like three all-Pac-12 guys on, and they have, you know, 6'7", 325-pound D-linemen. So wasn't an ideal situation to attempt to run the ball against those guys. But this week, we felt we fared better. Now, they had a couple of pretty good players up front. But I thought, in the run game, I thought our O-line did a pretty good job. And the backs, certainly Sledge broke a couple tackles and made some plays on his own. But for a big back, he showed some speed as well and showed great vision. Got us on the board a couple of times early in the game.
45-13 was that final on Saturday. We're talking with Ed McCaffrey, the head coach of the UNC Bears. The Coach's Show is brought to you by Mark Larson State Farm Insurance. We're here live with the GOAT. We'll come back in just a moment on KFKA. Live with the GOATs here, the Sports Bar in West Greeley. Jerry Schimmel with you on this Tuesday night. We'll do this every Tuesday night throughout the football and basketball seasons. And we're joined by the head coach, Ed McCaffrey, after this win on Saturday at Houston Baptist, an impressive one, 45-13. Ed, let me ask about a couple of guys from that game. First of all, we heard from already, he was on before you came on, your tight end had a nice day, Darren Delacroix with that touchdown catch.
Oh, he certainly did. He's got the right number, too, by the way. I don't know if you know
him
racing
does
down the sideline. Yeah, we didn't know he had that top-end speed, man. He really turned on the Jets, outran everybody.
He told us he had speed.
Well, he proved it.
Yeah.
He proved it, yeah. We might have to get him more involved in the game plan after that one. No, he's such a great player, smart player, great teammate, does whatever we ask him to do, works hard in the run game. It was nice to see. It was a phenomenal catch. They were playing, you know, man-to-man, so once he turned up the field, there was no one to tackle him. Jonah got a good block for him on the corner down the field. But they had their best cornerback on him, their fastest cornerback, and he undercut it. And if it wasn't a beautiful throw by Connor Martin, high and outside so that he couldn't pick it off, it could have been an ugly play. So beautiful throw by Connor, incredible catch by Darren, and way to finish. Way to keep your balance, turn up the field, and get gone.
And Connor comes off the bench. I thought Eddie was really poised. He looked really poised to us.
Oh, he's been poised. I mean, we've been coaching him for 2 years, and he's a great leader. He knows our entire playbook, and he's a talented passer of the football. He's got a good arm. Like, he knows what he's doing, and he made a quick decision. The throw was really incredible. in the game, you couldn't get an appreciation for how he placed the ball perfectly in order for Darren to make that catch and get up the field. DB went for the pick. Of course, you go for the pick and don't get it. You get burned, and that's what happened.
How about David Hogue? Let me throw these numbers out. Well, you know what they are, but let me throw them out. David Hogue, Saturday, 8 tackles, 5 were solo, 3 sacks, and 2 fumble recoveries. That's a pretty good season for a lot of guys.
Not too shabby.
Oh, my goodness.
Not too shabby. Wow. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. They robbed him of a fumble recovery. We're trying to get it back for him. Did you say 1 or 2 fumble
recoveries? I said 2. You only had one?
Oh, no, he had 2.
Okay.
So maybe they gave it to him. Okay. Right after the game, they had cheated him of a fumble recovery. He got the player of the week. I don't know if you know
that.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, defensive player of the week. And he deserved it, and he almost had a touchdown.
Yeah.
Right? And that play would have been incredible. I was mad. I'm mad at that play, but he, let me talk about David Hogue for a second. He's a guy that was here when I got here, and we moved his position, and other guys came in to compete for his position, and we moved him to the other linebacker position, then we moved him to D lineman. All he has done is worked his tail off and done every single thing the coaches have asked of him. Mm-hmm. What do you want me to do, coach? Tell me where you want me. I'll move positions. I'll do whatever I got to do to help the team. So when a guy like that has a game like he did, as a coach, I am so incredibly excited because he is what being a great teammate is all about. He is what our culture is all about, and it couldn't happen. I mean, he earned it. No one gave him any. He went out there and earned that, but it couldn't have happened to a greater teammate.
Yeah, I know some of his high school coaches, and they say the same thing, that he did the same thing in high school. How about Jace Bobo? Another big game for him. He's just all over the place, Ed.
Well, he's a leader for us. He's our signal caller. You know, he's usually our leading tackler. He's calling stuff. He's a coach on the field. He's incredibly talented, really fast, great tackler, but he's also a coach on the field. So, yeah, invaluable. And he's after 2 weeks, he's definitely taken a leadership position and gotten us in the right calls, especially when teams don't huddle like Houston Baptist and they get some of their plays off a little quicker. The coach can't walk out on the field. He's got to be smart enough to know what adjustments to make, communicating with the defensive line, communicating with the secondary. Done a phenomenal job after 2 weeks.
Mentioned David Hogue had 2 fumble recoveries, and Aaron Harris has 2 interceptions. Talk about his play
almost
on Saturday.
Almost 3, too. See,
yes.
I'm a coach. I can't help but look at the ones that got away. But his pick 6, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
What in it? He was so smart. He saw it coming from the get-go. He broke on the ball. He looked the ball in. He caught it and took it to the house. And that play was maybe the single most important play of the game, in my opinion. We got out to a good lead, but then we dug ourselves a hole. And it kind of started with the fumble where we didn't score. They went the length of the field. We didn't break, but they got points. And then their punter got us on the 1-foot line coming out. And we were stuck, backed up the rest of the quarter. And then that pick 6 gave us that touchdown, which gave us some breathing room going into the half. So what a phenomenal play by Aaron. We needed it at the time.
I thought your whole defensive secondary, Ed, I mean, they threw all night long. Houston Baptist did, out of that shotgun, did a great job for you guys. Your whole secondary, you got to be feeling good about.
Really good about them, and especially considering that their quarterback, you got to give that dude some credit.
Yeah.
He was a big guy.
Yes, sir.
He stepped out of a couple sacks, stepped out of a couple arm tackles. He would have run for a decent amount of yards, but the sack yardage took that off the stat column. But when you're a cornerback or a safety and a quarterback buys time, that's a really long time to have to cover somebody. And considering he broke out of the pocket a couple times, phenomenal job. We only gave up 1 touchdown. Look, you're not going to win every single play. But I thought Komote and Lede, they really came to play, did a great job. I mentioned Aaron. I thought we played extremely well. Sissio. We rotate a lot of guys in the secondary as well. And they showed up. It was a great plan and really well executed.
You said before that CU game, so a couple weeks ago, Ed, that they were looking for leadership. You felt like you had it on your team, but it was going to develop probably in the first couple of games. Have you seen that from certain guys either side of the football?
Yeah, I think you look for leadership, and you also look for everyone buying in and giving you that effort, right? Because, you know, in football, you get 10 guys going full speed in the right direction, and one guy isn't, and it can cost you a game. Mm. And if it's one guy every now and again, and, over the course of the game, everyone – lets up on a play, you can get blown out in football. So defensively, we're playing great team defense on all 3 levels, and that is so crucial. Our defense is tough to go against, tough to move the ball against, because I think we have talent and speed and communication at all 3 levels. They're playing with emotion, but also with execution. They're executing with emotion. Offensively, I think we're still finding ourselves, but we showed that we have big play potential. You saw Darren's big touchdown. Mm-hmm. Jonah had a big post route.
Yep.
Cassidy the week before was our big play guy. This week it was Jonah, so it's not one guy. And so different players on offense are stepping up and making plays as we kind of, figure out exactly who we're going to be offensively. But you know, we have a lot of leaders on the line. You know, Dylan's a great leader. Connor came in, was a great leader. Our two tackles are great leaders in Kevin and Grant. And we've got a lot of guys working really hard. But there are more question marks on offense in terms of, you know, sub packages, who's earning that playing time. Mm. Like, we're still competing at certain positions. And each week, depending on who we're playing, there may be an opportunity for some guys who didn't play as much the week before to get their shot. Last week, a couple of running backs, Sledge came in, right? Sledge came in, didn't really play the week before. Okay, here's your shot. What are you going to do? And he took advantage of that opportunity. So yeah. He's earned himself some time on the field. True Wilson can do everything. Yeah. So he's our start. And if you're talking about pass protection, people forget about running backs and pass protection. Running routes, running the football, he's your every down guy. A guy that came in late in the game, right, was Buddha, you know, Julian. Yeah. And, you know, he's an upperclassman, but he doesn't get as much time. But he's like True, where he knows everything. We can depend on him to know everything. But some other guys with talent got in the game. But when he came in, what did he do? Did he feel sorry for himself? Did he pout? No, he came in and played like this was the Super Bowl to him, mm-hmm. and broke a couple tackles, scored a long touchdown, and had a really good game. So that's what I love to see. It's like, you know, when you're getting your playing time, it's all good. If other guys are getting your reps, are you feeling sorry for yourself? Or are you working hard to compete to get back on the field? And then are you cheering on your teammates when they do well? Because that's the best world to be in, where you're competing for the same position, but you're happy for your teammate. And I think we went a long way towards, you know, achieving that aim this past week, especially with that running back group.
True Wilson seems like such a versatile player, Ed. I mean, come out of the backfield catching the football, he's as good as there might be at this level. He can really catch a ball.
I'll tell you what, and both against CU, you know, yeah. he, you know, Landman is phenomenal middle linebacker. The dude is legit, and he beat him on a little route across the middle, and he was our leading receiver. And then this past week, again, like, plays break down. He catches the ball, gets his 10 yards and a first down. He's incredibly smart, incredibly hardworking, and like I said, he can do everything. You don't have to play him in situations. If he's on the field, we're running the ball, we're passing the ball, whether he's in protection or running a route, he's that guy. Like, you trust him on the field, and great leader for us.
Dylan didn't play in the second half. You said after the game you thought he was okay. What's his status now?
He's fine. He was banged up against CU and a little sore going into the game. And then once we got, you know, a couple touchdown lead, I felt really good about it. And I felt we were in control at that point. And it shows you how much confidence we have in Connor. Like, we're not going to hesitate. Yeah. We don't have to play hurt players at the quarterback position. This quarterback room that we have is probably the greatest group of young men I've ever seen. Wow. I mean, I've never seen a group that roots for each other and that helps each other in practice and meetings and at the games. And what a great group of young men. But we have a ton of trust in Connor. If Connor was hurt, we'll bring someone else in. If Dylan's sore, we'll bring Connor in. But, you know, Connor was our guy before Dylan got here, and he did a phenomenal job. Dylan, I mean, if you watch the CU game, obviously Dylan did a phenomenal job and was playing well. But this is a long season.
Yeah.
You need multiple players at every position, including the quarterback position. So great opportunity for Connor. He took advantage of it, and you know, we have full faith in him.
That was a lot of fun. 45-13 was that final on Saturday, so we got the home opener coming up this Saturday. Lamar is in town, and we're going to talk to Coach about Lamar and that home opener coming up at 2 o'clock with a kickoff at Nottingham Field. We'll do that next. This is the UNC Coaches Show. Brought to you by Mark Larson, State Farm Insurance. Back to the GOAT in just a moment. Coach, the show brought to you by Mark Larson, State Farm Insurance. He specializes in auto, home, and renter's insurance. You can give them a call. His team is at 970-356-8700. That's Mark Larson, State Farm Insurance. They sponsor our UNC Coaches Show out here at the GOAT, the sports bar in West Greeley. Great crowd on hand here. And the coach of the Bears is with us, Ed McCaffrey, signing some posters as well. So if you're in the bar and want to come over, get a signed poster from Ed, you can do that. Or if you're coming down here, we'll try to hold one or two for you as well. Hey, Ed, got Lamar coming up on Saturday. What do we know about the Cardinals from Lamar?
Oh, they're well coached. Coach Morgan, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Him and his brother, Bo, I mean, great people.
Yeah,
really,
you know them?
Oh, yeah. Bo used to help coach quarterbacks with me at my camps and with
individual
clinics way back in the day.
Oh, cool.
And I was such a fan of their game at Air Force. Phenomenal players, really disciplined coaches. This team will be well coached, and they'll be ready to play.
What is it about Air Force? Why is everybody such a fan of Air Force?
Well, you know, because they have really smart, hardworking, dedicated people that serve our country and allow us to have the freedoms that we have. It's just a special group of people. Like, really, you have to have a special disposition to serve at the Air. You have to be qualified enough to get into an academy, but also really dedicated. But, I mean, you know, Troy Calhoun down there, all of them, it's a different thing. It's a service academy, right? So, but it's so disciplined and organized. They don't run a million plays, but they run them really well.
Yeah.
And you can win that way. And so usually you get a different breed of player, like a hardworking, disciplined, snap-the-whistle type of player in those types of systems. And I know that's what Coach Morgan expects. So they've had two really interesting games. They played an NAI team where it was just they were so much better than that team. It was hard to watch. And then they played a really good team last week, and it didn't go as well for them. So it's hard to get a gauge. Mm. You play like a top team in the country, and then you play an NAI team. It's hard to tell, but they do have a lot of talent. Especially on defense, and they're going to come ready to go. So, you know, I think, as always, we need to be prepared. We need to be disciplined. We need to be organized. We need to, you know, we're not going to win every play or every down, but we can't beat ourselves. Those self-inflicted wounds will just crush you. It's kind of what hurt us in the last game in the second quarter that opened a window for Houston Baptist. I don't think we can do that against Lamar. Mm. I don't think we can give them that window. I think they're too good and too disciplined. So we have our work cut out for us, but we're working hard to get ready.
By the way, Darren here talked about going to the Air Force. They recruited him. He's a 4-0 student in high school.
We have players that have gone to the Air Force that are here now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
your center.
Yeah. Yeah. Gator. And so, you know, it's a special place. Not for everybody, obviously. Really difficult place to go to school and to work and the hours you put in. But, you know, again, Coach Calhoun's a friend of mine, and I've always had so much respect for anyone that serves in our academy.
All right. On Saturday, you've got the home opener, Ed. Obviously, the two games before this were on the road, but being at home for the first time, going to be fun for you, I would imagine.
I can't wait to see our stands filled with people cheering. Get
out there.
Yeah. I mean, I've been in Greeley now for a while. I go out to eat, you know, go to a coffee shop, whatever, go to the store, and so many fans seem excited about our game, so I'm anxious to see them. I'm telling them I better see them there, they better make some noise, and they keep saying they're going to show up, so I'm excited for our players to play in front of our home crowd.
Hey, you know what else you got over there? A new field. That thing looks great.
How unbelievable is that?
Yeah.
You know, when I took this job, I asked our president, Andy Feinstein, and our athletic director, Darren Dunn, if they'd be willing to invest in our football program. Because it takes a whole school to revamp a football program. And it takes an investment in your facilities, in your people, and they've been willing to do that. So the fact that we were able to get this field built in less than a year is unbelievable. We practiced on it today. It is pristine.
Mm.
What a phenomenal. It's going to look beautiful to all of our fans in the stands, but it gives us a consistent, safe surface to play on. It's so much better than what we had. That field that we had, that grass field, which undulated and went down in the right north end zone, it was there in the 90s when I was practicing with the Broncos.
It was the same
field.
Oh.
And so this is such an improvement. We also have our Empower Center, our new weight room, right? Our state-of-the-art weight room going up. So players see that. They want to know that, hey, you know, our school values football. You know, we're building a new weight room. We put in a new field. We must really care about football, not just the coaches and the players. Obviously, the coaches and the players care, but our school as a whole. And it takes the student body to show up for the games. It takes the faculty. It takes everyone to believe that we care about football, and we need to show them that we do so that they believe that we do. And we're showing them that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's not easy to turn a program around. It takes the president, our athletic director, the other coaches, working with the city of Greeley, working with other people in the academic building, working with donors and sponsors and alumni. It takes everybody. But it seems so far that the turnout has been phenomenal in terms of everyone's willingness to help us grow this football program. We want to be a championship football program.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to be like we were this past year, voted last in the Big Sky with zero votes to even win a game and 30-point underdogs. We want to win a championship here. And you're not going to do it if you keep doing the same things you've done in the past. It takes an investment in your program, and we've made great hires with our sports performance coach, Coach Hill, Catherine in our training room. What a phenomenal trainer she is for football. She is phenomenal. Other coaches that we brought in, it's just, you know, I'm a people person first, but you also need to make those other investments in facilities and things like that. And we're off to such a great start, and we're not done. We're just getting started.
Mm.
You know, I wish we could do everything that we have in our vision plan, you know, we're looking to manifest this stuff into existence. So we drew out our little manifest board, and we have the 4, 5, 6 year plan. I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but we're off to a great start with the new weight room and a couple of new hires in key positions like our trainer and our sports performance coach and the stadium turf. That's a great start. Now, wait till next year. We got more coming.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I don't like getting ahead of myself.
No, we're not going to do that.
But
no.
we got more coming.
I won't even ask you about it. All right. I asked Darren this question. Home opener, any concern about the guys being hyped up a little bit too much before that game starts?
Oh, they're going to be hyped up like crazy, yeah. But you know, we played against CU in front of how many thousand people? Yeah. And then that was built up like the Super Bowl, and it was 0-0 after quarter, and we were going toe-to-toe with them, and then it got out of hand in the end. But we were ready for that. I didn't see anyone flinch. Yeah. You know, nobody got too hyped up, and we were obviously ready for Houston Baptist. I think we had a little bit of a lull after we got a lead, and then we regrouped in the second half and rebounded and came back. And so I think, look, we've won a game, we've lost a game, and we've maintained our composure and our effort throughout, but every week is a new challenge. So the key is being consistent. Mm. You know, we played well against CU. We played a really good team.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We played well last week. We only had one little lull in the second quarter. Other than that, I thought we really had the upper hand for most of the game. But now there's another week, and that's a home game. And so every week is different. Every opponent is different. And the great teams play consistently every week. Mm. And that's what we're looking to do. And so, you know, you don't know if you can do it till you do it. So yeah. That's why this is a big challenge for us.
Personally, Ed, I was thinking the other day that I've been in the pro game for so long doing the Nuggets and the Rockies that I kind of forgot about the college environment for football. I mean, I've been to some games.
Isn't it the greatest?
It is the best.
There's
and
nothing
I want to
better
ask
than
you,
college football.
So, there's my answer to my question.
There's nothing better.
Yeah.
And I love pro football, but the fans and our band was playing the other day.
Yes.
There's something about a college band,
yes.
You know, with some horns and drum. And just students.
Yeah.
Like, how great are students? Like, just they get so into the games.
Yeah.
And so, the college football atmosphere to me is the absolute best.
Yeah, and you're going to see that on Saturday, I'm sure, right?
Yeah, everybody come out to the game. We got to get all of our students out there. I know we're, like, passing some stuff out and trying to get them all fired up to come to the games. And everybody in the city of Greeley and faculty and alumni and everybody else. So we're hoping it's packed. I heard it's sold out, but I think there's still tickets that you can buy.
We're still not quite there, David. Is that right? Not quite there. Okay.
We better be tickets. There.
Yeah.
We better be there. Yep. I know they'll. I mean, everyone I talk to, unless they're lying to me, they better not be lying to me because I'll find you. I will find you.
I know where you that coffee shop is.
Yeah, I do.
I saw you. hey, Ed, final question. We're getting close to the end here. One of the final questions. After two games, are you happy with where you're at? I mean, I don't, probably didn't look ahead. Oh, after two games, we want to do this. We want to be here. But are you satisfied after two?
Well, you know, one of the I call it the curse of a champion. It's like enough is never enough.
Yeah.
So very happy with the result of last game. But when you're critical and you look yourself in the mirror and you're honest with yourself, brutally honest with your players and your coaches and yourself, you see how much improvement there still is to be had. And so, you know, as a head coach, the offense can play well, and if the defense struggles, we had issues. If the defense plays well, but there's some issues on offense, I still have issues. Yeah. Special teams, you know, so you can never exhale, right? Never be too content in this sport. And so I'm very pleased with the win, but we have a lot of work to do. Yeah. We're not as good as we can be, and we're going to have some really tough teams on our schedule, starting with this week at home. And we need to bring it and be consistent every week. And we also need to improve every week. One of the things I talk about is an upward trajectory, you know, lower left, upper right. I feel like we're on that trajectory. We need to stay on it. Mm. We can't have a lapse. Mm. Can't have a lapse for a week like we did, like, in the second quarter of this last game. We need to continue that upward trajectory. And we're at a good place now. But as soon as you feel good about yourself, you get punched in the mouth.
So yeah.
We're not content. We're focused.
I'm not trying to jinx you, I promise, but injury situation pretty healthy right now, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, every week guys get dinged up, and, you know, it's the football season, it's football, that happens. But, you know, fortunately everyone's out there practicing today, and, you know, hopefully, you know, guys do a good job because this is really important of getting sleep and staying hydrated and taking care of your bodies, and it's easier in the NFL. You got people to help you out, right? Here, it's like go to class.
Yeah.
Also try to make sure you get in. I'm not talking about the injured guys. Like, even if you're not injured, get treatment, take care of your body before you have an injury. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we try to preach all the time. But a college student sometimes think, oh, I'm okay, I don't need to go take care of my body. And they wait until something's wrong with them. So we just made a pretty sizable investment in some of our training room equipment so that more players can get treatment at the same time. Really excited about that because it's such an important part of the process, keeping your body right throughout a long, difficult season.
I've always said Division I football coach, head football coach, there's not enough hours in the day. So here's my question, final one. Did you have a chance to watch the Broncos on Sunday?
I did have time. I did watch a little bit of it.
There you go.
Yeah. They got a sizable lead there. I thought quarterback played well.
Yeah.
I was really upset to see Jerry Jeudy get hurt. That upset me. But other than that, they played extremely well. Vaughn's bringing it. Defense is bringing it. Offense looked good. That Giants defense is pretty good, too.
Yeah.
So it was impressive that they put up some points. Feel good about the team.
Do you?
Yeah.
Good.
Feel good about them. Yeah,
right.
They're in a very competitive division.
Yeah.
We saw what the Raiders did, and obviously Kansas City's tough. And so you can't rest in that division. But I thought week one went really well for them.
Yeah. Hey, week two went well for you guys. Congratulations on the first win again. Ed McCaffrey, head coach of the Bears on the Coach's Show tonight. Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks,
all right. Again, Saturday is that home opener, and we've just been informed not quite sold out yet. So if you're thinking about buying some tickets, we urge you to do that. And just go online. You can do it at uncbears.com. There are tickets available, lots of festivities. In fact, they start at 11 o'clock, so 3 hours before that kickoff. My family is going to come, my kids, my granddaughter is going to be there and take in all the interactive stuff on Saturday before the ball game. So we're looking forward to that. Again, that home opener is Saturday, 2:05 is the kickoff from Nottingham Field. And again, it is uncbears.com to buy those tickets. Hey, special thanks to Ed McCaffrey for stopping in. We also want to thank Sears Real Estate. Real estate has been locally owned and operated from Sears Real Estate since 1972. They have 50 realtors ready to help you buy and sell your home anywhere in Weld County. Sears Real Estate, simply the best in Northern Colorado real estate. And special thanks as well to Mark Larson, State Farm Insurance, and his team. Folks, we'll talk to you next week on the UNC Coaches Show from the GOAT. Good night, everybody.